Jesus, Jesus, is a lie that the shadows can't deny. Your name will not be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name will not be overcome.
Shadows can't deny, and your name cannot be overcome. And your name is light, and the shadows can't deny. And your name cannot be overcome. So Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you.
find strength and joy. Let his words lead you on. Do not forget his great faithfulness to finish all he's begun. go before I know that you've even got to win my war. And you come back with the end of my enemy. You come back and you call it my victory. Go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. Love becomes my greatest defense, leads me from the dry wilderness. All I do was worship. All I did was bow down. All I did was stand still. The shade I'm living in, you restore my faith and hope again. All I did was pray. All I did was worship. All I did was bow. When I thought I lost, so much better this way. 'Cause when I thought I lost, you knew where I left me. You reintroduced me to your love. You picked up all my pieces, put me back together. You're the defender of my heart.
God, we thank you that you are our protector. You are our defender. You are such a mighty God. We serve such a mighty God, Lord. Let's just praise him. Praise him for who he is. Mighty God, you are a mighty fortress. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You are the Almighty. We serve you, God. We praise you. We worship you this morning. Sing. Sing praises. Let him hear your praises this morning. Worship him, church. Worship him. Worship him with everything you have. Worship him. Worship him like you don't know you're going to live tomorrow, like you might not wake up. Worship him with your whole heart this morning. With everything you have, worship him. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Undone in your presence. We are so undone in your presence, Lord. Your holy name, God. We praise your holy name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercies that you set before us each day. Oh, holy God, we worship you, God. Mighty God. Thank you, God, for everything that you've done for us. Things that are even things we don't see, God. Thank you, Lord, for your provisions. Thank you, Jesus. You are such a mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Isn't God good this morning? Isn't he good? Welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. We're so glad that you are here with us this morning. Man, wasn't that worship awesome? Yes, God is so good. If you're here with us for the first time, we would love to invite you to stop by the visitor's desk at the back so that we can connect with you and just get to know you better. Man, we are in an awesome time. Can you feel God's presence this morning? Yeah, so thick. God's presence is so thick in this place. I'm so thankful. So thankful for his presence this morning. It is offering time this morning. Are you excited to give? Yeah, are you excited to give into God's kingdom this morning? I'd like to invite the ushers at this time to come. And let's just worship him in our giving, in our tithe, in our offering this morning. Thank you.
faithful one. No matter how far I run, you lead me home. You extend your love patiently. Father, in the orphan in me, you say I'm your own. I never am alone. I never am alone. You found me. I never am alone. I never am alone. You found me. I made up my mind. I'm never going back. I'm never going back. I made up my mind. I'm never going back. I'm never going back. Found only in your face. You see my heart. You extend your grace. Eyes open, falling in love again. You say I'm your own. It was always it was always you. You found me. It was always you. It was always you. You found me. I made up my mind.
Never going back. You know, if you draw a line on the floor, you got salvation on one side, you got heaven, Jesus, God on one side, you got the enemy on the other. I wonder where we would find ourselves. A lot of times I think we look a little something like this. We know what's right, but we try to straddle that line. We want to be in the world, but we want to be with Jesus. We want to be, you know, out there doing these fun things, even though we know we shouldn't be doing some of them, things we perceive as fun. But we gotta choose to step over here and never go back, right? We gotta say goodbye to those things and walk toward Jesus, amen. You know, the evil one and his armies, they know full well the power of the King. They know they don't stand a chance against him, but they're counting on two things. One is we as Christians never really know the power of the one that we serve like they do. So we got to fix that. We got to know who we serve. And number two, they're counting on maybe we save ourselves, but we don't tell anybody else about it. So we got to know who we serve, and we got to take that message, and we got to spread it. Amen. Amen. Let's give a praise this morning. There's a lot going on in the foyer. Pastor Miranda said, man, we've got a busy foyer this morning. Make sure that you avail yourself to everything that's out there. We've got pregnancy care center bottles going out. I believe a donut sale for the youth out there. And also our speaker has some tables. So make sure when you exit that you take notice of all those tables. Also, we have an event coming up on March the 9th at 10 a.m. for the kids. And that's going to be a trampoline jump park trip. So if you're interested in that, please see Pastor Miranda in the foyer after the service. Kids from 7 up to 6th grade can come without a parent if they're under 6. We would still love them to come, but please have a chaperone available. Parents, at this time, you can take your kids to the check-in table and pick them up at the end of service. Thank you.
Oh, I've made up my mind. I'm never going back. I'm never going back. Oh, I've made up my mind. I'm never going back. I'm never going back. I'm singing out your lovely
your hands together for the Lord this morning. Has he made your soul alive? Has he put his love inside? Come on, stand to your feet. Give the Lord an adoration and praise this morning. Come on, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Bible says the name of the Lord, that strong tower. The Bible says the righteous run to him and what? They're safe. How many of you feel safe this morning? Safe. He made your soul alive. He put his love inside you. Father, right now, in Jesus' strong name, we petition you, God, for the preaching of your word today. We ask you, Father, to meet us here powerfully, God, in our mind and our spirit, man. Father, I pray for that one that's closest hell, that one that doesn't know you. I pray for those who are listening to us online today. Father, that we would connect with your word, thus saith the Lord today. Lord, thank you for worship. Thank you for time just to collectively come together and sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus to clear our minds, to hear you sing over our soul today. Sweet things, good things, marvelous things that causes us, God, to recognize that you're for us and not against us. And if you be for us, who in the world can be against us? No one. God, we give ourselves to you today afresh and anew. Accomplish your plans and your purposes. In Jesus' strong name, amen. Come on, clap your hands one more time for him today. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in the presence of God. Always think of Michael W. Smith's songs. When I have a friend in the house, he says, friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. Amen. I told Pastor Joy, we were talking about the weekend coming up. She said, well, what do we have on the docket for the weekend? You know, we always talk about that during the week. She says, I'm looking at my calendar and just want to make sure I got everything down. I said, the Dodds are coming to town. Come on. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, the Dodds are in town. I promise you, when that was said, the devil said, oh, my God, it's Dodd. You know, I purpose in my life as a pastor to be a friend to pastors. This guy could tell you. I call him once in a while. But I'll tell you, there are very few out there on the horizon and on this place we call terra firma, the earth. There are very few preachers that pick up the phone and call other preachers. And it's a lonely life. It's crazy, but, you know, we're surrounded by people all the time, but it's a very lonely life. And people don't understand that. You'd have to live it to understand it. You live in a fishbowl. Everything you say is scrutinized to the hilt. And sometimes when you're surrounded by people, their multitudes are there, but how many of you know Jesus had the multitudes? He had the crowds. He had the 72. He had the disciples. He had the 12 disciples. He had Peter, James, and John, then he had John the Beloved. He only had, listen, Dobson says this, Dr. James Dobson says you'll live your entire life, you can count your friends on one hand. Come on, you know what I'm talking about? And so when you have that friend that, you know what, just keeps a check on you, just keeps a check on you. It's nothing for me to be in any state, anywhere, any highway, and get a telephone call from James Dodd. Wallace Phillips, how you doing, man? Just checking on somebody. Amen. And you know, when you cultivate those kinds of things in your life, life is better. Amen. Come on, I said, when you cultivate those things in your life, life is better. Amen. And so it's a great honor for me today to welcome back to Ahoskie. It's been a long time since you've been here, man. Welcome back to Ahoskie, my friend. And after today, your friend, would you give it up for James Dodd as he comes today? Praise the Lord.
Well, good morning. It's good to be in Ahoskie in eastern North Carolina. Amen. Where you got peanuts and cotton. Amen. Nothing like these peanuts. Amen. Susan and I, God, it's good to be with your pastor. Aren't you glad you got a pastor who wants to do something for God? He don't want to just take it easy. He's got dreams and visions. Don't kid you. He's got dreams and visions. I know he does. And he's also a pastor's friend. And it's just good to be here today and to worship God with you. Who likes Colonel Sanders chicken in here? Who likes it the best? I think you do. This is a book. Years ago, Colonel Sanders was standing on the corner in Louisville, Kentucky, and Evangel World Fellowship was in a revival and with the McDuff brothers. The McDuff brothers were three men. That's where my wife and her whole family were baptized in the Holy Ghost under a group called the McDuff brothers. Some of you may not know them, but they said, would you come to revival? And Colonel Sanders came to revival that night at Evangel, and they sang one song 13 times. There's room at the cross for you, Cohen McDuff. And the 13th time he came to the altar, God changed his life. He said, my biggest problem is a problem a lot of us have. He liked to cuss. God cleaned his mouth up. A couple of weeks later, he walked into that Assembly of God church and said, is it all right if I pay my tithes? How many in here pay tithes? Come on. I believe in tithes. And that church had just built a new building, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, and his first check was for $200,000. I could use that, couldn't you, Wallace? And this is a book about how he got saved at that church. I don't have no more of them back here, but I'm going to give that to you. Yeah, you are welcome. You are welcome. I got another book here I want to give away. Anybody here hablar en español? Ah! This is The Cross and the Switchblade in Spanish. I got a bunch of these. La Cruz y la Panel. One of the greatest books ever written. I've showed that movie so many times in other countries, my wife never wants to see it again. I'm going to give you this book right here. The Cross and Switchblade in Spanish. Got another one here. This is Powerful Prayers for Your Children. My friend Iris Delgado wrote a series of books for Sunday school lessons. Satan, you can't have my children. Satan, you can't have my marriage. I don't know how it happened, but you can buy those books in Walmart. You can buy them in Sam. You can buy them around the world. And she simply wrote them just for a Sunday school class at Calvary Church in Irving. And God used those books around the world. But how many here this morning got a child that needs Jesus? Right here. I'm going to give this to you, brother. This is called Powerful Prayers for My Children. You listen to that? Now, I got these back on my table. The rest of you are going to have to give me $5 for them. Amen. I got another here, a Bible. This is called a Quick Scan New Testament. It's a neat little Bible. Does anybody here need a Bible this morning? You don't have one. Anybody? Man, I'm going to keep this one.
Way back there.
Not unless he wants to get one. Hey, now this is one written by Iris Delgado, my friend. Satan, you can't have my marriage. She's written, Satan, you can't have my children. You can't have my... There's all these books. You can buy them in Walmart or Sam. I got them. But who needs a book on marriage today? Slip your hand up somewhere. Come on. Right back here. Your husband, maybe he needs to come to the house of God. Here you go. Amen. Here's a book written by my friend Jadon George, my pastor, Against the Wind. In fact, I think, does any of you guys watch Jimmy Swaggart on television? I think he may be preaching for him tonight, Jadon. He preaches there all the time. But he's Susan and I's pastor. But this book is the story of how he took a traditional... You know, I love your church, Wallace. There's all colors here. And Jadon, I've been going to his church for years in Dallas, and it was a white church, and it was old. And God spoke to him one day that he had to change it from white and old to young and intercultural. And this is the story how he did it. He did it. He's got a young man there nowadays who, Ben Daly, who's a great preacher, but this is Against the Wind and how he did it. You got this book? I won't give it to you, Wallace. Somebody else wants it, I'll give it back. And here's another book by my friend. They're going to be actually books, amen. My friend Bob Rogers, he pastors in Louisville, Kentucky. He taught me to pray and fast. This man probably fasts 200 days a year. That's why I don't go see him too often. He's always wanting to fast. But it's how to pray the Lord's Prayer. And how many, who here today really wants to learn how to pray? Slip your hand up. Right back here. This lady slipped it up right back here first. I'm going to give that to you. And this book here is by the man who started Teen Challenge along with his brother, Don Wilkerson. And this is a book about the first steps of getting set free from addiction. How many know we live in a world that's full of addictions? This is the most successful faith-based program in the world. I had a young man in my church. I married him. He had a business. I could sit there on Sunday morning, Brother Wallace, and I could say I need $1,000. And he'd cut a check. Done it many a time. Tither, great man of God. Susan and I left that church, went on the mission field. He got hooked on Oxycontin. And they took his picture a month ago, and it was on the second page of the newspaper for being a heroin addict. Got a beautiful wife. Two beautiful kids. But a week ago Monday, I put him in Sand Hills Teen Challenge, 55 years old. Because I'm going to tell you, the people that's in Teen Challenge, it was Susan and I's privilege to start Teen Challenge in Belize, working with it around the world. But I'm going to tell you, this was written by the co-founder, Don Wilkerson, the first step. How many has someone in your life that has addictions? Right, here you go. I'm going to give this to you. You give that book to them. That's the first step. And I got one other book here. This is one of the greatest young preachers in the Assembly of God. Brian Jarrett, pastor of North Place Church in Dallas. It's called Extravagant. It's about falling in love with Jesus. Brian Jarrett, Extravagant. We got any young guys here want to be preachers today? Anybody here? Slip your hand up. Anybody want to be a... Hey, right there, mother. Here, you want to be a... You're just right. Amen. There you go. Now, anybody else that wants any of those books, stop by my table. I'm selling everything for $5 today. It's good to have my friend Slick with me today. He's like an angel. You ever have angels come in your life? He's more than a friend. He's like an angel. I was living in Houston, pastoring a church, and I'd come off the mission field, and you know, we had a hurricane down there. You guys know what hurricanes out here. And there's a little church outside of Houston that had 30 inches of rain and 150-mile-hour winds in Bloomington, and it destroyed that church. Floor like this. And God laid it on my heart to rebuild that church. Like he does a lot of things. And Wallace, I didn't have any money, and all I had was faith. Slick and Jim and Jeff showed up, and they began to work on that church. They put sheetrock up. They cleaned the floor. They did all kinds of stuff. I brought Teen Challenge in. I brought Chi Alpha in. We was working on that building, and I run out of money. But how many know we serve a God of miracles? Financial miracles, healing miracles, any kind of miracle you need. And I'm going to tell you what happened. I totally run out of money, and I called a place called Samaritan's Purse. How many's heard of Samaritan's Purse? That's North Carolina. That's Franklin Graham. And I said, I need some money to rebuild the church. And they said, how much you need? I said, I need at least $75,000, $80,000. So he said, send me a list and let me know. I sent, Slick, we sent them a list. 2 days later, Samaritan's Purse called me back in that church in Bloomington, Texas, and they said, we'll give you $150,000 to finish that building. Isn't that a miracle of God? $150,000, and we're just about got that building done down there. Big gymnasium, big building, totally remodeling it. God's good, isn't he? You know, one day, there was a couple. They were driving down the road, and they had a wreck. And the police came, and when the police got there, they had took the couple and their children to the hospital, and all that left in the car was a monkey. And the police get to talking, and, you know, it's a chimpanzee, and they get to talking, and they say, that chimpanzee, you know, they're pretty smart. Maybe he could tell us how this wreck happened. And they said, maybe he could. So he says to that chimpanzee, he said, what was the dad doing when they had this wreck? Oh, the dad was drinking. And the chimpanzee goes, and then They said, well, what was the mama doing, the mother? Oh, she was telling the daddy off. And then they said, well, what were the two kids in the back seat doing? Oh, the brother and sister were fighting. And then they say, Mr. Chimpanzee, why didn't you get hurt? What were you doing? Oh, my. It's good to laugh. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. Good to have my good friend with me, Kent, playing the organ and singing for us. And Brother Kent, before I preach today, would you sing that song for me, my favorite song, I'd Rather Have Jesus. Listen as he sings it this morning. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than wealth or fame. I'd rather be held by his nail-scarred hand. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this old world affords today.
You know, I saw an advertisement just the other day that some young people were going out on a beach and brought a big old ice chest out there with ice, and they opened it up and there was started taking out beers. And then the next thing they said is, it doesn't get better than this. And I thought, well, they've never known Jesus then. They've never been in a Holy Ghost revival, because it does get better than that. Amen? It's going to get better than this when the trumpet sounds. It's going to get better than this when we get to heaven too. Amen? Than to be the King of the vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this old world today. How many brethren have Jesus today? Then sing it with me, would you? Then to be the King of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this old world affords today.
Hadn't you rather have Jesus? Amen, amen. They're going to play a little video for us, and I'm going to preach the Word of God. One of my favorite projects in the world I ever did is in a shanty town called Kyalicha. Over 3 million people lived in this shanty town. And we went in there in a week and we built a church. Can you bring that little video up? I want you to watch it. Brought a team in from Summerfield, South Carolina. Some of those guys who work like you do, Slick, amen, and they built this church. If you can bring that little video up now, we'll watch that.
Show me true as love.
was the gift of everlasting life from above, and that can boldly come before your throne. Through your blood I've been set free. I'm gonna shout it to the heavens, I've been redeemed. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Oh, thank you. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Shout hallelujah! We started that little church on Monday, and on Sunday we dedicated it. Amen. Amen. Cape Town, South Africa. For 25 years of our life, Susan and I have been doing that. God's a good God, isn't he? Amen. Amen. Turn in your Bible today, if you would, to Acts chapter 12. And I want to begin to read in verse 5. I want you to come back tonight. We're going to be talking about miracles and healing. Thank God for a pastor who will believe for some miracles. I'm going to share with you a story over 20 years ago. Both of my daughters were involved in an accident outside of Dallas, Texas. My 24-year-old daughter Jill went to heaven. My son called me from that accident about 30 miles out of Dallas and said, Jill is in heaven and Judas on a helicopter, and she will not live. That was my 20-year-old daughter. I want to tell you, she's alive. I've got three beautiful grandkids for her. I've got one like your little Ava. Amen. There's nothing like them. Her name Kosi. I'll show you a picture of her tonight. But God raised my daughter from the deathbed, and she's a living miracle. And God can touch you and give you a financial healing and miracle if you'll believe and you'll trust in him. He's a mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. Could we stand together today for the reading of God's word, please? Jesus is a champion. Acts 12, 5 through 11. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. Now when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly," and the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed through the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. I want you to say something with me this morning. Say the iron gate. Say it with me. The iron gate. I want you to remember that word as I preach. They came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." Can we pray over his word today? And would you just repeat, this prayer after me? Say it. Jesus, I love you. Today I receive your word. It is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will abide forever. Your word is like a sword, and I receive it into my spirit. I receive it into my heart. It shall renew me. It shall refresh me. It shall restore me. It shall correct me. The eternal word of God. Amen. You may be seated. This was a difficult time in the early church. And as we reach the difficult times sometime, we do not always know exactly what God is wanting to do. Peter was in prison between four squads of soldiers sleeping, and actually I believe Herod intended to kill him, just like he had done others. And the church began to pray. How many know when the church began to pray, things happen? It says, and the church prayed without ceasing. But earnest prayer was made to God by the church. You know, I loved your worship, Josh. Wonderful. Thank you, brother. But I'm going to tell Americans and Bethel and Hillsong and all those wonderful guys, when we get to heaven, they're all going to have to step down because Africans are going to lead worship. They're the best, I'm telling you. Josh, they got these little $100 keyboards you wouldn't believe. They get sounds out of them, all kinds. They're just amazing. And their harmony, oh, wow. And, you know, they can move, too. Woo, brother. Everybody dances in their church, amen. Everybody gets to dance. But the church began to pray. How many know the church is the force in the world that keeps the enemy at bay? Hey, Carpenter Home Church does more than just affect what's going inside of here. It keeps the devil out of a husky, I believe, brother. It keeps the spirits out of a husky. There is a presence that goes outside of this church. And when the church begins to pray, supernatural things begin to happen. Now, I'm going to tell you an old story about a song. Some of you older ones might know this. There's a song in the hymn book called "Rescue the Perishing, Care for the Dying." Anybody ever hear it? You got to about be a Baptist to hear it. Amen. But there's a pastor friend of mine, his name was Fred Golding, and in doing surgery, they had run a tube down his throat, and they had severed his vocal cords. And that's bad news for a pastor, because he's not going to be able to speak. And the church began to pray for Fred that God would heal him. And one Sunday morning, they're singing that old song out of the hymn book. If you got one, you can look it up. Some churches do probably get rid of them. You're better off without them. But in that third verse of "Rescue the Perishing," it says this: "Cords that are broken will vibrate once more." Did you hear what I said? Cords that were broken will vibrate once more. And as they said that, the supernatural power of God came upon Pastor Fred Golding and recreated his vocal cords. When the church begins to pray, things begin to happen. The supernatural power of God begins to flow into life. And here Peter is in prison. There is no hope. They don't know what they're going to do. And the Bible says the angel comes and stood next to him, and a light shone in his cell. He wakes up Peter on the side and wakes him up and says, "Get up quickly," and the chains fall off his hands. How many knows when Jesus comes, the chains fall? Amen. If you're bound here today, this is the place you can be set free. Jesus is ready to take the chains off your life, the addictions, the hate, the greed. You know, people are bound by a lot of stuff. Susan and I lost a daughter. You know, we could walk in grief all the rest of our life if we chose to. Do you know that? A friend of mine, a good pastor friend of mine, just lost his wife a week and a half ago. I said, "You're going to walk in grief, but you don't live in grief." How many knows that? You don't. You know, you may have had a life full of anger, but you don't live in anger. You don't live in hate. You don't live in unforgiveness. You don't live in addiction. You choose to walk out of it because Jesus Christ can set you free, and you're in a church this morning that believes that. Amen. You believe that Jesus Christ can come into your life and set you free. The angel said, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said, "Wrap up your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. And he didn't even know what the angel was real. And the part I want you to get this morning, and the part we want to emphasize, is coming up, going the wrong way with this thing. Peter was in prison, and the church began to pray, and the prison doors are open, and then he comes to what you call is the iron gate. This was the prison that no one had ever broken out of. This was the last gate to freedom. They had passed the first and second guard. They came to the iron gate leading the city. And the Bible says it opened for them of their own accord, and they went out along one street. You know, this is the first electronic door anywhere ever. It just opened up. We're used to that, amen. God had one back in the book of Acts 2,000 years ago, amen. Isn't that cool, amen? But nobody had ever got past the iron gate. Prison breakout. You know, I like to watch those old prison stories. What's it? Shankshaw Redemption. Man, I love that old movie, you know. He gets out of there. How many loves that? I love that. That's one of my favorite movies. I watch that every time I'm flipping channels and that comes on. I stop and watch it one more time. But nobody had ever got out of this. I mean, they had got the first and second guard, but this was the iron gate. This was the impossible place to get out of. You know what? They had to get out of the iron gate. And let me tell you something today. Some of you are at that place in your life. Jesus Christ has saved you. You've walked in victory. You've seen so many things happen. God's changed your family. God's blessed you financially. But you have come to the iron gate. You have come to a place of impossibility. But I want to tell you this morning that God you serve is a champion, and he can take you through that impossible place. Some of you are sitting in your pew today, and you're walking at a place you wonder if you can get by it. You've hit that iron gate. Here's Peter. He's walking out. The first and second guard. Some of you, you've been set free. The chains have fell off of your life. God has worked beautiful in your life. Oh, and now you, after you've been, I wish I could tell you, you get saved and everything is going to be hunky-dory. But sometimes you hit these iron gates or these difficult places. And some of you are standing there today. That place of impossibility. Don't quit. Let me tell you something. A lot of times, Brother Wallace, I thought of quitting preaching. I have, really. I thought of quitting being a pastor. But I'm going to tell you, I never thought of quitting Jesus, and there's a difference. Come on, somebody say amen this morning. Amen. I started off following Jesus when I was a boy of 9 years of old, 9 years of age. I was in Bakersfield, California, in a Holy Ghost tent meeting. The power of God hit me. God called me to preach. I laid in the sawdust for 4 hours and spoke in tongues. Don't tell me God's not real. Don't tell me the power of God. I thought of quitting preaching, being a missionary. I thought of quitting everything. But I'm never going to quit Jesus. Amen. I'm going to go all the way. Oh, I love him this morning. Come on, some of you get your mind made up. You didn't even know if you wanted to come to church this morning. You thought about staying home. And Peter comes to that iron gate. And if you're there this morning, the first thing I want to tell you, don't give up. Don't give up. Maybe with a child, maybe with your finances, maybe with your sickness or disease. Don't give up. Don't quit. That gate's there. Nobody's never got out of it. But I got a God who opened it 2,000 years ago for Apostle Peter. And let me tell you, he controls the electricity. And he can look at that gate this morning. He can look at that difficulty this morning. And he can say, be opened. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, ever. You can't forget it, can you? He's brought you this far. He'll keep bringing you. Give God a chance. On this Sunday morning, will you give God a chance? You don't give up, and you give God a chance. Why? Because Jesus is a champion. He can open the iron gates. He can take you to the door. How do I know that? Because the Word of God tells me. See, Jesus, when he walked this world, he got into the ring with the devil. And round one was kind of like this. When he got into the ring with the devil, you can read about it in Luke chapter 7, 12 through 15. There was a young man of a widow, and she had died. And Jesus approached the briar, and you remember, he told the woman, weep not, and he touched that briar, and that young man come alive. How many know Jesus is a champion? Satan says, I got him. I got the young man. I'm going to tell you, Satan don't have nobody as long as Jesus is on the throne. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Satan's looking around, him and Jesus in the ring, and he's saying, well, I lost round one. But then they come to round two. And it's Jairus' daughter. The soldier, the colonel, he said, and Jesus says, she is not dead but asleep. They laughed at him. But he took her by the hand, and her spirit returned to her, and she stood. Round two, look at it. Satan saying, what happened? The Son of God and I have stepped into the ring of life. And I have had two people in my grasp, but he has taken them from me. And then we know round three. Jesus' dear friend, Lazarus, his two dear friends, Mary and Martha. And Lazarus has died, and Jesus did not arrive on time. And when he shows up, he walks to the grave. Him and Satan once again are in the arena of death, the arena of seeing who's in charge. And Jesus says, take away the stone. And you remember what he said? When he spoke to Lazarus, he said, Lazarus, come forth. You know, I believe if he had said, come forth, everybody in that graveyard would have come out. Amen. I believe everybody would have. He said, Lazarus, come out. And then he said, loose him and let him go. God's about to loose somebody in this house today. God's about to bring you out of the graveyard. God's about to set you free. Oh, somebody say amen. You're about to walk past that iron gate. Jesus is on you. Woo, I'm about to shout this morning. Oh, I love him, don't you? Hallelujah. Somebody tell him you love him this morning. Just raise your, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. Round four. They take Jesus. They put him on a cross between two thieves and they crucify him. For 3 days he lays in the grave. Actually, he goes to hell. Knocks a hole in hell and sets all the saints free. Amen. He goes down to hell and he walks in there and looks around with the demons and the devils and everything going on. And he sees old brother Abraham. And he said, Abraham, who you looking for? He said, I'm one looking for the one who calls me to live by faith. He sees old brother Ezekiel. He says, Ezekiel, who you looking for? And Ezekiel said, I'm looking for the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Amen. He looks around a little farther and he sees brother David. And he says, David, who you looking for? I'm looking for the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. I'm talking about Jesus when he died on the cross. And last of all, he sees Malachi and he says, prophet Malachi, who you looking for? I'm looking for the son of righteousness who's going to ride with healing in his wings. Amen. There's some healing in the house today. Jesus stays there. He takes the saints out, leads them up to heaven. This is round four. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death. Round four's over, round five's coming up, and that's when we're all resurrected. Don't you hate death? I hate death. The Bible calls it the last enemy. It's the last enemy. Round five's gonna come up. Satan, you've already been knocked down four times. But it's called the resurrection, when death is swallowed up in victory. And when you come to that iron gate, I want to tell you something. You don't have to quit. Don't give up and give God a chance. You know, I used to really like to watch boxing. And one of my all-time favorite boxers, some of you old guys will know this, I called him Cassius Clay. He changed his name to Muhammad Ali. How many members Cassius Clay? Come on, yeah. And when he was 19 years old, he got in the ring with the world champion named Sonny Liston. You guys remember Sonny? Nobody had never taken Sonny down. Well, when Cassius was a little boy. He lived in Louisville, Kentucky, and he wanted a bike. His family was poor. It was his birthday. His daddy wanted to get him a bike. But they couldn't afford it. But his daddy some way saved the money and bought him a bike. And Cassius got on that bike and he was riding around Louisville. And one day his mama actually sent him to the store to get some bread and milk. And Slick, when he got down there, he left that bike outside. And when he come back outside, it was a beautiful red bike. There was somebody riding down the road on his bike. They stole his bike. Cassius run after that bike as hard as he could. But he never found it again. He lost his bike. And when he got in the ring at 19 years old and he was fighting Sonny Liston, first round went pretty good, but the second round, something began to come out of Cassius Clay's mouth, who later was Muhammad Ali, and they began to listen. And he began to win the fight. And he would hit old Sonny, and he'd say something. And this is what he'd say. He said, "You shouldn't have took my bike." And as that fight went on, ever so often they'd hear him say it, "You shouldn't have took my bike." And he won that fight. Nobody expected him to win it. But he was motivated by those words. And I want to tell you this morning, church, he shouldn't have messed with you, Satan. Jesus is a champion. Woo! Come on! He is a champion! You should have took my bike! You shouldn't have messed with me because he's a champion. And when you step in the ring with Jesus on your side, there's nothing he cannot do. If you'll do two things this morning, going the wrong way. Let me get going. I don't have time to tell these stories. If you don't give up and you give God a chance, he's able. He's able. Could we stand together this morning? Kent, could you sing that song for me? "You Deserve the Glory and the Honor." Lord, we lift our hands in worship. If you know it, sing it with us. I love this song.
You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship. As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship. As we lift your holy name, you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Come on, slip your hands and worship him one more time. Sing it.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
You know, on this Sunday morning, if you're at that iron gate, and you need a miracle in your life this morning, and you're not going to give up and you're going to give God a chance, I want to ask you to walk out of your pew right now and come to the front of this church. Just begin to come. We're going to meet you here. We're going to pray with you, and we're going to believe God for a miracle in your life. If you're standing at an impossible place and you need a miracle on this morning, just begin to come right now as we wait in the presence of God. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Begin to come, Mother. Begin to come, Father. Begin to come. Just raise your hands toward heaven and begin to worship Him. Begin to come. Begin to come. Begin to walk down those aisles. Oh, raise your hands toward heaven. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting the gate to open. Begin to come. It may be for a lost son. You're at that impossible place. You don't know what to do. Begin to come. Worship Him. Worship Him. We love you. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Begin to come. Pastor, you got a prayer team here? Yeah, have your prayer team come too. Amen. I believe in using the local church. Amen. Pastor Wallace, come pray with us too. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Susan, would you come and help me this morning, my wonderful wife? Hallelujah. Oh, God,
you deserve the glory.
God, in the name of Jesus, open that gate this
morning. And the honor.
I bind the powers of hell.
So we lift our hands in worship.
Oh, my sister.
As we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory, so the glory, Lord, the honor. So we lift our hands
in the name of Jesus
as we lift your holy name. You are great.
God, touch this young man.
You do miracles.
The Spirit of God.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles great. There is no one else like you.
Oh, get
there is no one else like you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God.
And see how great, I break down that iron gate this morning. I break it down in the name of Jesus.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Splendor of your name, robed in majesty, all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice.
Oh, my daughter, I see the chains falling this morning. I see them breaking. Oh, I see that door coming open. For the Spirit of the Lord God would say, my hand is upon you, and my Spirit is upon you. Be full of the Holy Spirit, and walk in my ways, and walk in integrity and pureness and holiness. And my hand shall come upon you, and I shall open the door before thee, and the chains shall fall off of thy mind. For the past has brought pain, but the future shall bring joy, for I am your God, and I am walking beside thee, and I will be with thee. Shakatata masataradia. Ah, bashakatata moridia. Just let the Holy Ghost out, daughter. Come on. Just let it out. Just let it out. Just let it out.
How great is our God?
Shaka ta ta ta.
How great
Shiko mama shanda.
Is our God?
Ibibi koshanda ta ma kasha ta 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 ma.
How great?
Hero baba kasha ta 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 ma.
Is our God?
Ah, baba koshi ka baba ka ta ta la 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 la.
How great is our God?
Healing. Healing.
Is our God.
Healing, healing, healing.
And all will see how Shiko. Great. How
Shandararabaka. Boko satatata makasata. Eba ba 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 ki di 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 ya.
Is our God.
Shiko baba.
How great.
Shiko mama
is our God, so great, worthy to be praised. How great.
Break the chains off right now.
Is our God.
I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you. 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 Shiko ta ba 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 ko.
How great is our God.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. You're coming through the gate, brother. You're coming through the gate. You're coming through the gate, oh God. Shanda la 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 ba ko shata. Fill him with the Holy Ghost this morning. Set him free from every chain, every shackle, every fetter. Oh God, open that gate. Oh, ba ba ba, son, ba ta ba 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 ba.
You are great.
Oh, ba ba ka sa ta ra ra ra. Oh, how great is your God? Your God, your God, your God, your God. Hallelujah. Shiko ra 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 ma san da di 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 ya. Ribobo si ti di 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 ya. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. His presence is just. His presence is hovering over this place. His presence is hovering over this place. Shiko da 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 ma san da da di 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 ya. Randadidio bababa siko tararama. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I simply worship you. I simply worship you. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. I commanded healing to flow. The virtue of the Son of God. Susan, come over here. I want you to lay your hand right here on her stomach. For the yoke has been heavy and it has been hard to bear. But I, the Lord God, have walked by thee, and I am a faithful God. And on this Sunday morning, my strength shall flow into you. My strength and my power shall flow into you. For I am your God. I have not forsaken you in your day of pain and difficulty. And I shall walk beside thee, for I am well pleased with thee. And my presence shall come into your life anew. And you shall have joy in the midst of your circumstances. For I, the Lord God, am laying my spirit upon you anew. And I shall refresh. And I shall restore. For I am your God. Shikotata, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, daughter. Shitarara ma sandarara bakotararia. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Ah, shandarara bakota baba. Receive the Holy Ghost. Ah, worship him today. Worship him today. I love you, Jesus. I love you. 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 I love you.
It sings my soul. My Savior God.
Come on, sing it. He's a great God.
How great thou art.
Shikomama Sandara Rabakarari.
How great.
God, set him free today, God. Do a supernatural work.
Then sings my soul. My Savior God to thee. How great thou art.
How great thou art. Hallelujah. When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power through all
universe displayed.
Sing it, brother.
Then sings my soul.
then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, I love you. Siko Baba Sunday. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many's going to leave this place saying you shouldn't have stole my bike? You shouldn't have messed with my bike, man. You're going to get knocked out, Satan. Amen. Don't mess with my bike. Amen. Oh, man, there's just still an awesome presence of God here. You just don't want to leave it. Hallelujah. Don't leave it. Take it with you. This is not for the church. This is for your home. This is for your job. Take it in the restroom with you. Take it in the, take it to your husband. You know, I'm going to turn this back to your pastor. But one of my favorite preachers was a man named Ed Cole. He spoke to men. I was in a service one time in Greensboro. There was 2,000 people there. I like to sit on the front row. Slick, you know that. I got him on the front row. Can you believe it? And old Ed Cole, he pointed at me, and he said, "Preacher, I want you to get up and run around this building." I didn't know if I wanted to do that or not. A lot of my friends were there, man. I got up and I run around that building. How many of you ladies have husbands that need to come to the house of God? Do you have them? Do you do? Several of you. And this is what Ed Cole taught me. He said, when you walk out of this place today, ladies, you go home to your husband. Don't be holy and sanctimonious. Walk up to him and give him the biggest old kiss you ever gave him in all of your life. Hug him around the neck. Say, "Bless you, baby. What do you want for lunch?" Just treat him so good. And he says, if church does that for you, I'm going to want some of it too. Don't go home quoting scripture to him. Go home, be sweet. I know you don't feel like it, but Ed taught me that. You go home doing it, and you know the next thing, he's going to be sitting in that pew right there beside you. Boy, did I do some preaching then. Oh, man. Brother Wallace, thank you for the privilege of coming and sharing.
Shouldn't have messed with my bike. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let me encourage you to bring the sick tonight. Those who are afflicted any kind of way, please bring somebody with you. If you know somebody who's sick in their body, and let's release faith tonight to see the sick healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you today. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy in our lives. We thank you, God, that you are a champion. We thank you, Lord, that even though we face the iron gate in our lives, in difficult situations, God, you open doors that no one could ever open. And those areas in our lives, God, where Satan seems to have us bound, only you can set us free. We give you praise and honor for all that you are in Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. God bless you. If you ushers would receive an offering on the way out this morning, we'll allow you to give toward the ministry of the Dodge today. We'll allow you to give on your way out today if you're writing a check at CSIC. Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you at 6 tonight. God bless you. 6 o'clock. Don't forget the shower today. We're showering Miranda. Amen. Don't forget the shower. What time is that today? 2:30. 2:30. Don't forget the shower.